Why does the idea of an all-you-can-eat buffet sound so appealing? I have fallen victim to that alluring sign in the window so many times. My eyes always seem to be larger than my stomach. And no matter the cost of the bottomless buffet, I'm quite sure that the restaurant always comes out the winner. We always want more, don't we? We're never satisfied with the 10-ounce portion. The 20-ounce piece always tempts us, even though we usually leave half of it uneaten. Are you like that? Are you most often satisfied or occasionally discontent and in want of more? Well, the theme of this meditation from Philippians chapter 2 is about satisfaction. Accepting Christ as our example of emptying and humbling ourselves to be satisfied with what we have and who we are. So by His authority, we have the model of becoming less to become more. So rest here as we begin. Escape into this holy retreat, a place of encounter with Christ, the servant. And no matter the time of day, settle deeper into this divine retreat of quiet contemplation, a sanctuary to surrender, a time for your eyes to close, your breathing to slow, and your heart to settle. Continue in this time of satisfaction by listening and then responding to this passage from 1 Peter chapter 1. And as I lead you, respond only, Lord God, in you I find complete satisfaction. May the Lord be blessed by the hearing and reading of His word. Look away from all that will distract you and focus your eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of faith, the first incentive for your belief, and the one who brings your faith to maturity. And Lord God, in you, I find complete satisfaction. Focus your eyes on Jesus, who for the joy of accomplishing the goal set before him endured the cross, disregarding the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And Lord God, in you, I find complete satisfaction. Focus your eyes on Jesus, who on the cross revealed his deity, his authority, and the completion of his work. And Lord God, in you, I find complete satisfaction. Continue in satisfaction for another moment longer, your eyes closed, your mind content as you become centered on the joy found in Christ. Take a moment now to scan your mind and your soul and your body. Just search deep for hidden areas of tension. Move from your toes to your head and search out that tension and let it resolve. Sink deeper into wherever you're sitting or lying down, and just take note of any stress or strain. By the authority of Christ, empty yourself of anything blocking you from Him. Don't be frightened by what the Holy Spirit may reveal. Just rejoice in what is being uncovered. praise his authority as he empties you of anxiety and fear. Be satisfied with what remains. Silently whisper your prayer, Lord God, in you I find complete satisfaction. Center now on the Holy Spirit transforming your mind and your motivations to become those of Christ. Center on the authority and power of God. Even now, is your mind being filled once more by the world? Well, that's human, but now pause, breathe, and center back on being emptied and humbled before God. Take this next minute and intentionally center on the authoritative presence of God. Kneel empty and humbled before him. Take this minute to whisper your centering prayer once more, Lord God, in you I find complete satisfaction. Center to on your breathing. Bring your attention to each breath, not controlling the rhythm or the pace, just breathe. Just be aware and mindful of each breath you take, no matter whether shallow or deep, fast or slow, just watch your breathing. Now take in a deep breath into your stomach and hold it for a moment. Now release it. And breathe in once more the pneuma, the Spirit of God. And now empty your breath, exhaling the world. Breathe naturally, slowly, and deeply. Be humbled by your breathing. Be thankful as each exhale reminds you of being emptied and made new again. Imagine each deep belly breath bringing you closer before God. Each breath out humbling you. Take this minute to lower your head as you breathe and acknowledge the authority of God. continue as you center now on God's message for you from Philippians chapter 2 verse 7, and we'll begin in the New International Reader's Version. Cherish each word for you from the Apostle Paul through the Holy Spirit. Instead, Christ made himself nothing. He did this by taking on the nature of a servant. He was made just like human beings. Which words seem to open your mind wider to the presence of God? Well, listen once more and believe in the Holy Spirit reaching out to empty you. Instead, Christ made himself nothing. He did this by taking on the nature of a servant. He was made just like human beings. What in this passage resonated most deeply? Well, allow this next minute to be a time for your heart and your mind to settle deeper into the divine presence. Listen once more to the expanded passage from the Christian Standard Bible. Adopt the same attitude as that of Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be exploited. Instead, he emptied himself by assuming the form of a servant, taking on the likeness of humanity. And when he had come as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even to death on a cross. What truth in the reading gave you the most joy? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing as you center once more on humbly placing your trust into the authority of God. In this third reading, reflect on this passage as it becomes your own prayer from the English Standard Version. Lord God, transform my mind to become yours. And as you did, guide me to empty myself and take on the form of a servant. Lead me to humble myself by becoming more obedient, even to the cross, taking it up and carrying it daily for your glory. What is God calling you to do now? Well, I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. If your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, and empty yourself before the King of Glory. resting for a moment now in imaginative contemplation, return once more to the broader passage. Accept the Holy Spirit transforming your mind to that of Christ. Accept having the humility of Christ. And welcome having the obedience of Christ. Take this minute to be mindful of where He has you right now. See yourself in the world that He has planted you. See it with the same love as Christ's love. And become united with those around you as Christ is united with them. Be satisfied with all that He's given you. Be content with who you are in Christ. And for this next minute, or as long as you need, settle deeper into where you are. Become mindful of all that you have. And be satisfied with all you have that makes your heart content. Settle there now. Center once more in your breathing. And when you feel ready, not a moment before, slowly open your eyes to the glory of God. And I pray your life feels more centered and at peace than when we began. And as you walk along the path and encounter others stumbling or struggling to find their own way, consider how God might use you to bring them life. Ponder that and accept this prayer of benediction. To remember that being found in human form, Jesus humbled himself and was satisfied in becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. So may you be happy with Christ, content with the leading of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the delight of God now and always. Amen.